Hey there, friends and family of Werder Bremen. Welcome to the live Werder Bremen post-game show. This is the show by the fans for the fans, and apparently very interested in loathing and self-hatred as we prepare ourselves. This is a special episode for everybody. This is the Power Hour episode. We're going to look, Werder kind of wrap up the season. We're going to look to wrap up ours today. Now, honestly, I know this is not an event that either Christian or I get super excited for, but that said, Christian, at the beginning of the season, had I told you Werder would finish in the top half of the table and just outside of Europe, we would have probably both agreed to do Power Hour.
Oh, absolutely. 110%. But now that we're there, I really wish that we weren't doing this. Like every year. Like every fucking year.
Well, next year, what we'll maybe have to do is put out some parameters or something so that we maybe don't have to do this again.
Like, no. I think the parameters are that we have to do this every year.
Is that
and also whine and bitch about it like we have a choice in the matter.
Right. I hate you guys. Why do we gotta do this every year?
Shit can at 5 o'clock on a Sunday.
I'm just really happy that it's not sunny out. Like, it's kind of overcast today.
Gorgeous here, dude. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's like 22, 25. I have no clue what that is in Fahrenheit, like 150 in Fahrenheit, whatever that is.
I wish. Although, you know, again, I'm okay with it because last year I stumbled out of the house after this and I fell out on the lawn and I got sunburned so bad.
I'm definitely going to go fight a cop after this.
Well, I'm all prepped and ready. I got my drinks here. I'm wearing my 1993-94 Orlando Magic Penny Hardaway gold with black pinstripe jersey. So I'm very excited. I'm very comfortable.
Nice. I'm shirtless in a pair of like old soccer shorts because I'm like, if this gets disgusting, I don't want to wear a lot of clothing that I'm going to have to strip off at the last second. Sooner's in his fucking Grundies there.
Yeah.
Grungy undies.
Can we say hello to Helga Buchanan? Yes!
You're super psyched to have walked in on this fucking catastrophe.
And I got my trusty bucket here just in case.
Oh, I got mine as well, dude. I wasn't joking either before where I was like trying to flush my system as much as possible. The other team that I love with all my heart, and this Europeans need to understand this is a common thing in North America. We'll have somebody back home and then we'll have somebody in Europe. Ideally, no more than that. And actually in Germany, it's not uncommon for many people to have like a fourth division team and then their first, you know, Bundesliga team. Anyways, so my local club played in a derby last night. So I was feeling particularly festive because it was very much in our favor. And knowing very well that we were going to be fucking dying today. And let me tell you, poor decisions, one after the other, my friend.
Well, last night, Edmonton played in game 6 of a potential elimination game, and they completely bested Ian's Canucks, and I got a little sauced as well.
Oh, good. Well, misery loves company, my friend. Here we are.
Well, before we get rolling here, we're going to explain a little bit about what Power Hour is. For those of you that are listening at home, you can join in. We would absolutely appreciate if you join in. So if you're listening to this after the fact, you can join in then too, like by all means. So what you're going to need is you're going to need a 1 ounce shot glass, approximately 6 to 8 cans. You figured it was 8. So that's what we're stacked with.
I think it was about 8 if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 8 cans of beer or some other beverage. It kind of hits that 5 to 7% alcohol range. And the rules are really simple. Every 60 seconds, we're going to be required to drink 1 ounce of our selected beverage for the entire hour. And it doesn't sound like much, but you basically, like you said, you go through about eight beers in an hour. And so obviously we have to put out the disclaimer, you know, don't do this if you're an alcoholic, Christian. Don't do this
junkie,
if you're
pregnant. Thank you very much.
If you do this if you're pregnant, Christian. And I think probably by the age of 12, that's probably...
Well,
12,
I mean, I guess if you're, you know, a little slow on the uptake.
So because it was a 50-50 split, so I put out a poll to see if you guys wanted to have Stephen Hawking insult us after every single minute. And it was literally the voting went 50-50. And since we are fans of the Bundesliga, the guys decided that in order to get rid of Stephen Hawking, it would have to be 50 plus one.
It's about as clever as it gets as far as this podcast is concerned.
This is
as it gets.
If you've made it 6 minutes in and you're still kind of on the fence as to whether or not you want to listen to this, this is the most degenerate podcast we will put out all year.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not even joking. After every time we do this, I'm always like fearful of what I've possibly said. And I'm usually pretty good. Like there's certain lines, believe it or not, that I'm not willing to cross. But I'm always, you know, a little bit worried that I may have crossed that line at some capacity. Guess we'll find out.
Well, and I'll produce this when we're clean up and sober. So I'll listen to it again with a clear mind. Maybe just won't even get produced. We'll see. So today's episode, we're going to be going through a bunch of different stuff. I had a list here. We're going to be reviewing the season that was, distributing player and listener awards to our fantastic listener base. Yay. You guys are wonderful. Yeah. You'll hear the best of montage from the entire year, which is phenomenal.
I haven't listened to it yet. So I'm
you haven't?
Oh. No, I never. I forgot about it.
There's a full minute at the end of just your microphone doing things. It's friggin' sweet.
You know what? Listening to that Red Bull podcast, I was like, I fucking hate this microphone. Because I know that it was mine. 100%. I mean, the other guy was really professional and lovely, Justin. And I know yours is clear. So I'm like 110%. It's my fucking piece of shit microphone. I fucking hate it right now. Oh my
God. That was probably a nice little, pull back the curtain and reveal the real problem. All right. So I've got it set up a little bit differently this year. I'm hoping it works. I've integrated the timer and Stephen Hawking and all that into this awesome program we have here. So hopefully it works. If it doesn't, I do have a backup, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right. So are you ready to rock and roll here, Christian?
No.
All right. Good. Let's get the first one ready.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to make a mess of this already. This is not
all 10 seconds.
Oh, no, this is too carbonated. This is going to suck.
Yeah. Pouring it in the shot glass will help. That's why I was always fucked doing Century Club, because I would just end up spraying foam like at about the 60th, 70th minute. And it wasn't even like vomit. It'd just be fucking foam because it was carbonated.
Yeah. Like I usually do the hay. I do the hay y'alls because there's no carbonation. And I didn't even think about that until now. This is going to be disgusting. Okay. I am definitely barfing. I hate this. Okay. Here we go.
Let's go again.
Oh, prost.
One down. All right. Oh, and the stuff, mango. Ugh. Okay. All right. So the first topic today is It Is Chaos season review. So having been a fan of the club since 2010, I can't honestly remember the last time this club has been in such turmoil and chaos over an extended period of time. I mean, sure, there were instances with like Skripnik. There were some headlines.
30 seconds, get your glass ready.
Fuck off, Steven.
There were headlines from like Arnautovic, Alia, along with stories about Cruz and his fitness and being on the Nutella and all that. But yeah, even in a year of our relegation amidst everything that was going on with COVID, it really wasn't until like the final 6 to 8 weeks of the season that things really started to get out of control. But as a minor recap, since the start of the season, so Christian, you can jump in at any point in time.
Five,
I'm just going to...
4, 3,
might as well wait.
2, yeah. 1. Right. The love of your life got stuck in a condom.
All right. So unfortunately, I got to click this thing now. All right.
Let's go again.
All right. So you can feel free to jump in on any one of these points. We can discuss it. So the first one is Keita Coupe transfer is out with injury during warm up for a practice game.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, Werder spills out of the first round of the DFB Pokal, losing to Victoria Cologne 3-2, letting in a goal in the 94th minute. The other two goals for Victoria were scored by a former Werder youth player, a prophetic picture of what was to come this season.
30 seconds, get your glass ready.
Fulkrug was sold near the deadline without the club having a plan to replace him, and Bore being brought in last minute on loan. There was also an exodus of young potential players sold in Kirodia, Griev, Buchanan, Engelhardt, and Dinchy was loaned out to Heidenheim. You want to talk about any of that? You good?
Five, let's do the DFB Pokal. We'll do this shot first.
1. The love of your life got stuck in a condom.
And the best part about this is that he gets funnier as we go.
Let's go again.
I'm glad somebody is.
Dave. Fire away.
Sorry, you want to pay Paul Cal? Yeah. Sorry, my fucking phone. I hate this so much.
You gonna talk about it or what?
Oh shit! I thought you actually had further. Oh god,
this no,
would be a disaster.
30 seconds.
I mean, honestly, it feels ready. So long ago. I remember it being particularly disappointing. To be honest, I think we all expected more. I'd like to actually revisit that game and see what happened. I mean, the fact that they were leading us up until like what, the 90th minute or something like that. And I what was even the lineup? The whole thing is particularly frustrating. Five, I think now four, at the end of the season, three, we're going to have two, way one. Higher expectations.
The love of your life got stuck in a condom.
Oh God. I think we're going to have higher expectations for whatever reason.
I had high expectations. First round. Honestly,
embarrassing to a third or fourth division club. But you know, there's always supporters that'll find an excuse. You know, like, oh, we didn't need to do the blah, 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 blah. But I think it should be, I mean, we should be making it to semis, quarters or semis without fucking fail.
Can I please hope that this is actually the Girl Scouts of America that has joined this?
Oh God!
30 Good seconds. Lord. Get your glass ready.
I mean, I'm looking at the starting lineup.
Well, Cal game had the infamous gross for Dux sub. There you go. Yeah.
Well, and the paper red card was in this one as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It was all bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. Absolutely terrible. And it didn't. It didn't really like. I mean, we kind of left on a. So-so ending at the end of last season.
Five,
so then to like
four,
have to three, run into that at the start two, of the season did not one. Bode well. You
the
know
love
what I mean?
Of your life got stuck in a condom.
So like, I mean, yeah, thankfully we managed to pull away from that
Let's
in
go
some
again.
Capacity. I don't know, man. I guess we'll see. Are we going to start putting some sense of importance on the DFB Pokal? I mean, did Ole even consider it to be important to begin with? You know, well, like was
the
he
line, the lineup
at that point?
The lineup indicated that he felt that it was important. I mean, other than Burke playing in the right side of the midfield, I mean, he was playing at right back then. If you remember, they were trying to revamp him as a right back.
Beautiful.
I think he originally was.
No, he's never been a right back.
You sure about that? I'm positive that he started out as a right back, then they played him as a forward. There's a.
I'm on transfer market, and I don't think there's a single. Yeah? No, nothing. No? Okay. It's all right wingers dominant, but yeah.
Okay, well, I mean,
this was
skill set's not too different there. It's just a lot more defending than
five, four, God. Three, right, two, go. One. The love of your life got stuck in a condom.
All right. Well, let's move on
from
that topic.
Let's go again.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So the next one up, Werder finished the first half of the season losing to both promotion teams by a score of 4-2 and finished off the first half with only 17 points.
Yeah. Which was concerning. And I think I'm trying to think at what point we started. I was converted to the Ole out train. It's got to have been in and around there at that point. I mean, I still don't understand how people can justify losing.
30 seconds, get your glass ready. Teams,
especially with how well Heidenheim. I mean, I guess what? How long is it Frank Schmidt who's the coach of Heidenheim?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long has Frank Schmidt been there for?
Like 10
while,
years,
right? Yeah. 10 years. Is this essentially the highest they've ever been, right?
Yep.
Holy crap. So I mean, it's interesting to see, and they just got promoted.
Five,
so
four,
there's
three,
a lot that kind of
two,
fuck, are you kidding me?
One. The love of your life got stuck in a condom.
Oh okay. Yeah, man.
Let's
yeah,
go
sooner
again.
Said longer than Strike in Freiburg.
Yeah.
Since 2007 for Schmidt. So what about, damn, is that really like 17 years? That's fucking crazy. It's been there for 17 years.
Holy shit.
I'd never do math in public, so well done.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, we're going to move it along here. So next we got Bauman announces his retirement. The board, namely Hess Grunwald, says he tried to get Bauman to extend his contract. A search for a successor begins, and they would announce Bauman's replacement in the spring. A myriad of unrealistic options is released a few weeks later.
Yeah, and that turned out to be an absolute fiasco. We still don't even really know what the story is there, right? And I don't think we will find out for some time.
Four, three,
and it's kind of concerning, but it's one. Typical.
Having facial hair doesn't make you a man. Pussies have hair, too.
My dad used to say that, you know, because my family's relatively hairless. He'd be like, yeah, my dog's got hair, too. Fuck, I'm already on the second can. Here we go. We don't even really know what the story is there for Bauman's replacement.
And honestly,
think we're gonna find out for a long time, for like a decade or two. I think there's gonna be some sort of leak. There's obviously been attempts at it which have been quashed quite heavily. It's crazy. It almost feels like a sort of like, excuse me, dictatorship. I mean, that's obviously pretty strong because it's not like people are being sent to prison camps.
Let's go again.
Sorry, I didn't click the button.
It's all right. that there's that article exactly. Like, I mean, they, you know, you've had some decent newspapers try and report on it, and the articles just disappear. You know, that to me is fucking suspicious as all fuck. So they're trying to cover something up. The question
is... nepotism, right? Yeah. That's what they're trying to... Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, moving along. Then we had Bore. The transfer saga began during the winter break.
Get your glass ready.
And doesn't end until a few weeks after the start of the Rückrunde. During this time, there is a noted squad discontentment with upper management, and the ringleader is Bittencourt, of all people. Bauman was brought in to squash this.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I kind of wonder what happened there.
Really?
Well, Bittencourt was it just because they hadn't planned replacing Luca,
or having facial hair doesn't make you a man. Pussies have hair too.
Jesus.
Yeah, in that situation,
is it because they didn't replace Luca? Is it because they brought in Bore? Is it because of both?
Let's go again.
If I remember correctly, Bittencourt was angry because they didn't bring any depth. Like the team didn't have depth, and he wanted more and better players, especially during the winter break.
Sure.
And it sounded as though like there was some kind of a, almost like a team, you know, there was him and a few around the team that were siding with the coach. And it was almost like this coach and upper management battle that was kind of going on, almost, like a proxy war, if you will, between Werner and the top
30
rung.
Seconds, get your glass ready.
And then, Fritz got out of, like, Fritz lost control of that whole thing. Yeah. And then Bauman had to come in and kick some cans, to get things back in order again, which led me a little suspicious as to whether I figured it after that Fritz wouldn't be given the job. I genuinely thought that Fritz basically showed that he has either no respect in the respect with the team, influence in the locker room.
Two, one. Having facial hair doesn't make you a man. Pussies have hair too.
Yeah, like there was some sort of dissent happening there, and he wasn't able to actually stay in control of it. Which again, I figured it was kind
Let's
of like
go again.
Displaying that he wasn't going to be able to make this happen. But
well, here's the interesting piece is with Niemeyer coming in. Does this now mean that Niemeyer can be like the heavy-handed dude to call all the shots, and Fritz can
that didn't
back?
Work out well for Eichen. I don't like, but Niemeyer is like one of them too. Though, like that's
right?
The other
this
bit.
Is different.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a Fritz signing. So Fritz needs a bad cop to his good cop. You know, Fritz is the get-along guy who everybody loves. Oh, he's so charming, handsome, blah, blah,
He's really not. People can't wait to stop him. Like, it's so great that he's not going to be in front of the cameras now.
Yeah.
The stuff he says, holy cow.
Yeah. I bet he is. I'd bet on it or against it, he says some shit that is wildly inappropriate, and that's how he loses his job.
I'll bet on it.
four, yeah. Three,
it's not out of the realm of question,
two,
right?
One. Having facial hair doesn't make you a man. Oh. Pussies have hair too.
Like, I'm pretty sure Fritz's management style is not unlike the picture that you've seen of him punching Selke in the face when they were at a disagreement.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I'm pretty sure he brings that to the office, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I wonder if there's a bit of arrogance, but yeah, we'll see. I mean, I picture him to be able to be like, sure. What the smiling? Yeah, absolutely. We'll look into it. And then Niemeyer comes by 10 minutes later and says, sorry, bud, we're not getting it done. You know what I mean? But he's always smiling. He's always friendly.
Yeah. We talk.
30 seconds. Yeah. Get my glass ready.
All right. We're going to move on here. Next one. Keita returns from his trip to the Africa Cup, having played four times the number of minutes in a few weeks for his home nation than he did all season for Werder.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck went on there. I don't think anybody does. Like, I guess maybe we were just a paycheck that he thought he was going to collect. But on the same hand,
one. Having facial hair doesn't make you a man. Pussies have hair too.
It's relentless, folks.
Yeah, knowing that, knowing Ole's man management skills, lack of desire to rotate.
Let's go again.
Like, what else? You know, having his guys, all that sort of shit, it would not surprise me if, like, within 10 minutes, Keita, and I'm not saying that Keita is, you know, a defensible individual, because it sounds like he has his own shit going on too, right? But I wouldn't be shocked if he rubbed Ole the wrong way almost immediately, and then Ole's like, cool, he's never going to fucking play for me. Regardless of what he brings to the table.
30 you know, seconds, that get your glass ready.
I guess maybe arrogance or like lack of social skills. I don't know what it is with Ole, but I don't know. That's a wild guess with nothing to back it up.
All right. Werder ends up beating Bayern Munich, smashing a horrid string of losses dating back to 2008.
Yeah, incredible.
Five,
easily my favorite game of the season, I think.
Three. Two.
I'd go
one.
Ahead and say that.
I thought of you all day. I was at the zoo.
Yeah. Let's go again. It was an amazing game. Even if it was like maybe not our, I mean, there were aspects of it that were kind of fun and sexy. But it was just, I mean, for a lot of people that have never seen us do that, I mean, that was a regular thing for us years ago. And it's nice, although I don't expect it to be happening anytime soon. It was nice. It was really nice to see. It was really particularly nice to see. Warm the cockles of my heart.
Yeah, the outcome was the part of that game that I liked the most.
30 seconds, get your glass ready.
All right. Werder go on a famed winning streak of three games, closing in on European positions. Werner is then interviewed by multiple outlets looking to pick the brain of the genius. Yeah. Alongside this, Schicker's name is connected with Werder as a possible successor to Baumann, and then Fritz is announced as Baumann's successor. Fritz describes himself as his own man, and that he will learn by doing.
Two, one. I thought of you all day. I was at the zoo.
That quote, actually, we should get Fritz's face with that quote. I learned by doing.
Learned by doing.
I love it.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm glad it's with a
Let's
club.
Let's go again.
Know, serious history that was, you know, almost financially ruined and was relegated. What better place to learn these skills?
Yeah, learn on the job. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. At the highest position possible. Yeah, the Schicker situation is a bit disappointing that didn't work out. I think a lot of us were pretty excited that his name was even being bandied.
Well, now I think he's being tied with Hoffenheim.
There you go. And I am willing to bet they're going to do A-OK with him.
30 seconds, get your glass ready.
But, I mean, none of us were surprised, right? I think we were surprised that Schicker even came up.
He was the first realistic candidate.
Yeah, first realistic candidate and the first candidate that I think anybody was like, fuck, he'd be great to have.
Yeah, kind of cool.
So much. Yeah, it was nice to see, like, kind of thinking outside of the box, i.e. thinking outside of the Werder family.
And his team just won the Austrian Bundesliga, but we all know that that's a trash league.
Yeah. I was wondering if that Sturm Graz was his club. I couldn't remember.
I thought of you all day. Oh, fuck off. I was at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I thought of you all day too, Stephen Hawking. I was out. No, I'm not going to say that. Okay. Easy there, fella.
Real class act over there.
That's right. All right, no, we're going to keep moving here because we got lots to get through. So then there was an article written by Dijkstube implicating Hubert Hess-Grunwald as sabotaging the search for Bauman's replacement by disappearing during the months where the supervisory board was supposed to be building a candidates list, along with other accusations indicating all is not well at Werder and Hess-Grunwald should consider resigning.
30 seconds, get your glass ready.
Yeah, that article disappeared as quickly as it came up. I think it was up for like less.
Well, that one didn't. That was the one that was written by Dijkstube, and he doubled down on that saying,
"Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's right." And people got really fucking upset.
They did.
About
they wanted the guy to get fired for that.
Yeah. And then it was the second one that sort of backed it up. Who's that by Laser Courier or something?
Yeah, and that was Julian Beer.
A month later or something.
Two,
yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I thought of you all day. I was at the zoo.
Oh, this is going to be one of those drunks where I don't notice how drunk I am until I stand up.
Honestly, I'm seriously regretting the fact that I've got carbonated.
Let's go again.
This is going to be bad.
It's not going too bad.
I'm already feeling
it. Keep rubbing that belly, buddy.
Well, that's just it. I'm feeling it. I'm burping like crazy already. All right. So injuries and yellow card suspensions all culminate at the same time, creating games where Werder can't even fill out the reserves bench during a game. During this time, an announcement is made that both Voltomat and Dinchy will not continue their future with Werder. Voltomat leaving to Stuttgart for free and Dinchy leaving for a $5 million purchase option within his contract.
30 seconds. Get your glass ready.
Dinchy's value at the time of sale was $10 million, having raised that from $1 million in less than a full season with playing time at Heidenheim. In both instances, Werner bears a degree of responsibility in how he dealt with both players, the front office also bearing responsibility, having not bothered to pursue either player with urgency until well into March.
Five.
I'm curious to see whether that policy changes going forward.
I thought of you all day. I was at the zoo.
I'm curious to see whether that policy change is going forward or not.
Let's go again.
This is one of those consequences with teeth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's interesting
because you have a bunch of people defending it, but I think the team itself is not defending it. They're actually pretty upset that it worked out the way that it did. You know what I mean?
Well, and not only that, I mean, you had the situation where I mean, even now some fans are trying to be all salty and passive aggressive about the fact that like Dinchy is now going to Freiburg, who he knocked out of European positions with play. Right. And they're all kind of like, oh yeah, you know, Dinchy moving to Freiburg and now isn't even going to play international stuff. He could have done it at Heidenheim. Right. Or whatever. Right. And it's just like, hey guys,
he's
like
being
just
a professional. Cause he's doing his goddamn job, which is what he wanted to do in the first place, but he never got the opportunity, which is
the fans that are pissy about this just need to take the L.
Yeah.
Realize what happened. Yeah. You know, the club's got to fix it. Simple as that. Club's got to fix it.
Clean and simple.
Two, one. The difference between two dicks and a joke is you don't know how to take a joke.
It does feel as if we're never, like, I've kind of stopped arguing with people like that. I've tried to on Twitter. Oh, let's see. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, this, and Helga Buchanan is absolutely correct. I think that's Juan.
What's she saying? What's my sweet
saying
baby
that
saying?
Dinchy minutes. Right? Like this crew came up with Dinchy minutes for a reason. And we didn't just make it up out of thin air.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm hoping we see less and less Dinchy minutes going forward, but there's no guarantee. I mean,
none.
We're seeing more youth being signed. So whatever the fuck that looks like. I think, like I've said this, other people have said this, it is going to eventually fall upon Ole Werner. He's going to have to play the kids. He's not going to have an option anymore. Excuse me.
Yeah, me too. Oh,
man. So, yeah. There we go.
All right. After all the excitement, Werder lose 4 games in a row, creating relegation fear. Yeah. During this time, Keita refuses to get on the team bus to go play against Leverkusen, resulting in a $100,000 fine and a suspension for the remainder of the season. Dukes mentions in a podcast that he thinks Werder fans no longer want him at Werder. Fritz and Friedel are quick to back the striker, saying he would score more goals if people were nicer to him.
Oh, fuck off. You know what? He'd score more goals if he had more talent.
Let's go again.
Nice isn't going to fucking help him at all. You know, and they're saying that because you show solidarity with your teammate. They got asked a question. It would be worse for
right
them,
answer.
Worse for the team, if they're like, yeah, absolutely, he fucking sucks. Get him the fuck out of here. Like, he'd have to be, I mean, Kaida's the only person that you can validate, like, saying that shit about, is a dude refused to get on the bus. Whether or not he was justified in doing that.
You know what I mean?
I'll assume that there was a lot going on that we don't know about. That being said, he's a professional. He should know better. You know what I mean? That's some childish type of shit that you do there.
Yeah.
And that's inexcusable, you know? yeah, Helga said Dukes is right. I don't want him on the team. That makes two of us, Helga. You and I are just, oh, man, seeing
five,
eye to eye.
Four,
send me those feet three, pics, Helga.
Two, one. The difference between two dicks and a joke when you don't know how to take a joke.
The thing I love about Juan doing the Helga Buchanan bit is that if you look at the profile picture, he actually went out and found like a middle aged woman picture, but it's not. There's no way that's a MILF though.
he googled Iowa 50-year-old church.
Let's go again.
Jello
Republican gun lover
gun nut. What are those Jello things that they serve at church socials? like a recipe for that, where it's like grapes, hot dog, and Jello, all the same thing. Helga said she'll be a MILF by the end of Power Hour.
30 seconds, get your glass ready. Right.
Okay, we're officially off the rails. That didn't take too long.
Also, I'm disappointed that's not Helga and it's Juan. But still send me those feed pics, Juan.
All right, so Werder put together a string of results, pushing them out of the relegation danger and into talks of Europe again.
Five, four, three, two, one. The difference between two dicks and a joke is you don't know how to take a joke.
Oh, yeah. You don't know how to convey a sentence elegantly.
That's true.
All right, so the end of the season sees Werder finishing ninth in the table in a three-way tie, splitting Heidenheim and Freiburg. Heidenheim will be advancing to Europe. Werder miss out on this by a single goal, having bested Heidenheim in other necessary categories. The final match day also sees the retirement of Christian Gross and Frank Baumann, and a farewell to our long-standing number one goalkeeper in Pavlenka.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't understand how alcoholics are functional. I'll tell you that right now. I got lost halfway through that sentence. I'll just talk about it again.
He said three-way.
I'll just talk about Heidenheim. I don't think we were ever going to make Europe. I think that's a big ask. I obviously, that's something you always aspire to. But you know what? I aspire to beating fucking Heidenheim twice, home and away. Same thing with goddamn Darmstadt. And I'm not even mad that Heidenheim made it to Europe. Good for them. They deserved it. They played fucking better than we did all season long, even against us. So, and anybody suggesting that, you know, we deserved over them is fucking lying to themselves. We showed four times this season why we didn't deserve to go to Europe. Otherwise, we'd be in Europe. You know? Stop lying to your goddamn selves. Yeah, I don't know. What else was on that?
Five, four.
Oh, time to take a drink anyway.
Two, one. The difference between two dicks and a joke is you don't know how to take a joke.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty sure Helga doesn't know how to take a joke.
I feel
either.
Like Florida man right now.
Let's go again.
Well, I mean, what was it? Yeah, how long is Pavlenka? How long do we know that Pavlenka was leaving? I knew it was assumed, but I didn't know it was for sure. I mean, there was an article that came out that said he was basically looking at doing something in Saudi looking for one big last paycheck, et cetera, et cetera. So I think
we're hollering.
Yeah, I think it's basically written on the wall and we can take it to the bank that he's not going to be around next year. You know, I do agree. I think there was somebody that said in the Discord that he would make a great backup. And actually, I believe that he would make a solid backup. But I don't think the guy can, at this point in time in his career, someone's going to be willing to pay him for the number one status.
Right, he's going
to
go for it. That. Like, no, not at all. Money, bro. Like,
not at all.
He served us well. Appreciate him. I know a lot of people were fucking boo-hooing about how he never got to have 10 seconds on the field to say goodbye to the fans. You know what? Winning to me is fucking everything with this club. I've got no room for sentimentality. One. I've got
the difference
that's in the rest
of my
fucking life.
A joke is you don't know how to take a joke.
I got no room for fucking sentimentality when it comes to this club. I mean, there are some aspects, sure, but at the end of the day, the goal is to win.
Let's
and
go
if
again.
If you're going to sacrifice fucking 3 points because you want him to play, get the fuck out of here. That's
stupid.
Nonsense to me. Absolute nonsense.
All right. Well, when we look at the entire season, it's been a bit of a clown show, and I think our theme of it's chaos has fit fairly nicely. I mean, there were some severe ups and downs throughout. It wasn't steady. It was up or it was down. I mean, honestly, Christian, can you remember the last time there was this much drama and extra unnecessary distractions on top of a season with this kind of highs and lows?
Not really. I mean, but my memory is trash, to be completely fair. But I'll go ahead and say this is probably the most dramatic. Oh, motherfucker. This is the most dramatic.
Probably.
Season. With exception of maybe like relegation. Even then, I don't think it was as complex as far as drama is concerned like this season. Yeah, this season had like six twists and turns. By the way, I'm absolutely fucking smashed now. I'm worth the 38th minute.
You've been on more wieners than a bottle of ketchup.
Oh, it snuck up on me.
Well, we're at the 38th minute, but I started counting when we actually, like, I've got my little notepad here, and I'm marking it down.
Six minutes into the show or something.
Which is
Let's go again.
As reliable as it is when I'm drunk, right?
Is that even legible? Like, what language is it written in?
All right, let's move into the Werder Player Awards. How exciting.
I was wondering when we were going to I didn't know this whole other part that we just did was I would have been more prepared for some of that.
Oh, stuff. No, I just wanted to throw that at you and see what you did with it.
Okay, good. No, I did.
And you did great, buddy. You did great.
I don't know about that. I'm not giving myself any awards for that.
Get your glass ready.
Helmet sticker for Christian. Yank talk. All right, so here's how the Werder Player Awards is going to go. Christian has got his selection. I've got mine, I guess we'll see how many of these we match on, and if we can decide a winner between the two that we picked. All right, so here we go, Christian. The Most Entertaining Player Award.
Three, two, one. You've been on more wieners than a bottle of ketchup.
You've been on more.
Do we want to like count down to three and say it at the same time? I for some reason I got that in my head and I thought that was kind of fun. Not for every single one of them, but for some of them. Let's do most entertaining player. It's like a buddy
Let's
movie.
Go again.
Three, two, one. Zetterer.
Huge.
Oh wow! I'm to polar opposites on that one, eh? No shit.
I did Dukes just because when I say entertaining, I mean that was content all year long. That was content.
I got some answers. I got some answers like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling.
I mean, Zetter is a good pick. I would probably stick with mine though.
Yeah, no, I disagree.
Okay. That's fine. So no award for you. All right. Most likely to succeed somewhere else. I'll go first on this one. I picked Kovanatsky.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I said any youth players.
Big.
No, but I had Fultamata and Dingshi because all I see fucking play. Yeah, I think Kovanatsky for sure. I bet Kovanatsky actually leaves and is scoring like 10-15 goals next season.
I've seen so many people call him a bust, and it's just like,
how do you tell that when you're getting 5 minutes a game? You know,
yeah,
well brought up.
Yeah, unlike me. All right.
Too bad you weren't.
Five, four, three, two, one. You've been on more wieners than a bottle of ketchup.
You've been on more wieners than a bottle of ketchup. Classy.
Thanks, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Let's go again.
Yeah, but Stephen, how many wieners have you been on, huh? Yeah. All right. Let's been on more wieners. All right. Most improved this season. Christian, who's your pick?
Agu.
I had Agu as well. Hey!
Yeah. Because Agu was fucking awesome. I mean, also, I think he was playing more consistently. Once again, it's a wonder what'll happen when you get minutes. But no, he had some great, decent games. You know what? Great might be a bit. Oh, you know who else a runner-up would have been? And I'm just thinking of this now. Schmid. Because
for like the last five games, dude, are we going to go
with? Amazing. Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely.
I mean, we're talking about Agu, though, starting in the second half of the season. Absolutely. And literally every single game compounding better. And yeah, Young is a great shout out there as well. Helga, thanks for
it. Absolutely. Yeah, Young's a good one.
Two.
And he's handsome.
You've been on more wieners than a bottle of ketchup.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right.
Let's go again.
All right. Most likely to start an OnlyFans to make ends meet.
Talking about Schmid with those blonde highlights working that twink angle.
I said Keita.
Filling some sort of, oh, okay, nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's probably made the most out of everybody. So I'm like, he really doesn't have to fucking make ends.
Well, I just think with his unique skill sets and potential,
it's true.
Poo
glass
type
table
things
content.
That he can.
Yeah. Glass table content. That's
shit content, yeah. That's right. Here's a shit post from Keita.
What we've come to know and love from him.
All right.
Said Grob needs a new income. True.
Yeah. All right, the Josh Sargent Award, which is someone who works hard but can't seem to rise to their potential. Christian.
Honestly, I fucking couldn't think
three,
of anybody.
Two. One. You've been on more wieners than a bottle of ketchup.
Well, my pick was DeMar, actually.
Let's go again.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. That's actually really good. Yeah, I'd vote for that. Okay, you got my backing.
All right. Okay, the award for he was better last year. You alive there?
Fucking phone again. So I'm sure we won for this one. God, I hate this fucking thing. Three, two, one. Dukes. Fuck off.
Well, Visor's number. Visor's numbers actually aren't all that different from last year, which I put this down and then I went and checked his numbers and I'm like, oh, really? But he seems to have dropped off this year as far as an influential person. But you notice as soon as he wasn't there during his little injury spell there, it was brutal when he wasn't around.
I feel like he's more calm, actually. I don't know. I don't know if that means, oh, fuck, I got to do
more
shot.
Wieners than a bottle of ketchup.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. The other bit about Visor was that, moving on here.
Let's go again.
The bit about Visor was that they kind of changed the orientation of the system midway through the year and they played more defensively, right? So,
yeah.
But yeah.
So he become less. I said Dukes. Dukes.
Yeah. And again, it's because he doesn't have a full crew, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Which is so weird because you remember that time when they couldn't play together? So strange.
All right, award for the Band-Aid award.
Last ready.
So either the most frequently injured or the most impactful injury to the team.
I see. This is another one that I thought we would have the exact same one. Shit. For me, I only read the first part and said most frequently injured. and I said Pieper.
Oh, really? I said Stark. As far as the most, most impactful. Yeah.
Four, yeah.
Three,
I looked at Pieper and I think he only played like three games this year.
They make medication for what's wrong with you.
Oh.
Yeah. No, Pieper, he was a long spell off. I just didn't feel like his absence was as impactful as.
I just figured he was gone for so long, we'd never know.
Well, that's a fair point, too.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, bud.
All right. The Lurker Award. So they're always around, but they're never going to actually make it.
Kovnatsky.
I got Kovnatsky as well.
Yeah, of course. He's just never going to get the opportunity. Poor guy.
Aaron, yeah.
Yeah. I think Aaron will get his chance.
I think
he will. Yeah, it's just not going to be this season. Yeah.
Match day 34 there. Came on for 3 minutes, I think. 6 minutes.
Perfect. And actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, proved himself. Well, excuse me, in the sense that, oh God, I can't believe I'm belching on fucking air. In the sense that you saw him on the pitch and there was promise. There you go. Okay. Anyways, yeah. Move on.
The award for worth more than their current market value.
Oh, hold on.
Two.
People have to wait.
You know, they make medication for what's wrong with you.
No, they don't. Nobody does. Nobody understands.
Nobody knows.
He knows the trouble I see. Worth more than his market value award.
I said
Zephyr. Ooh, nice. Yeah, I said Njinma.
Oh boy, would you expect to get more than 10 for him? What is he at? Sure. 9 or something?
Yeah, something like that. I think it was actually like low, but I think you're right for Zetterer now that I think about it. Because I did do a double check and he's only worth like 2 or 3. And I was like, that's fucking insane. Maybe, you know, do we overvalue him? Because we see him more than most people do and we know the work that he does. I mean, there's supporters of this club who actually wish that Pavlenka was playing over him still, which is the most insane shit I've ever heard.
It's pretty dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's to me is like inexcusable. Like, the fuck is wrong with you? I mean that genuinely. The fuck is wrong with those people?
All right. The award for get this person off our team.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Dutch. God damn it. Say it at the same time, motherfucker. I know you're fucking with me. Dutch, Kaita, come on. Kaita's already gone. He was never on the team. He's had no influence on the fucking team. He was here for like 10 seconds.
Fair. Absolutely fair. I will go with Marv then.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you. Oh, God damn it.
You know, they make medication for what's wrong with you.
See, this is the part of the drunk that's kind of fun, because when it initially hits, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. But now we've settled into it nicely.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But then this is kind of like the peak of the drunk. And what's problematic is about 2 hours from now, unless I continue to drink.
Literally, folks, it goes downhill from here.
Oh, my God. Seriously. I'm going to do a poo in my fucking bail. So.
Couldn't have done it without him, award. Goes to 3, 2, 1. Lenin.
Zetterer. And you know who I had the runner-up as?
Yeah.
Lenin.
Sure, yeah.
No, I swear to God, I'll send you a fucking screen cap.
I genuinely think without him playing in the six in the second half of the season, we don't have the second half of the season we had. And
that's fair.
Friedel's a great shout as well.
Friedel's a good shout, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I said Zetterer. I think Zetterer just had so many fucking crazy saves. Like, yeah, he was, and it's, I don't, I think I'm getting, oh, fuck off.
One.
Yeah.
They make medication for what's wrong with you.
I think this is what keeps me watching both the sport and this club is appreciation for players and positions that in the past I may not have necessarily given the energy or time to. So, I mean, obviously the sexiest part of football is always the attacking.
Yeah, the scoring or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what everybody watches, especially in North America. But in my old age, I've come to appreciate, you know, a defensive midfielder or even a box-to-box. Shout out to my boy Kev. But I think like Zetterer is giving me a whole new appreciation for keeping, because his distribution is so good, his shot stopping, he's just like a well-rounded keeper, and he's genuinely been solid for us. The sexiest part of football is young, which can be which can be taken in any which way there, Helga. God damn it.
No, fully... They make medication for what's wrong with you.
Oh, fuck. Right. Anyways, enough of my rant.
Well, thanks, Edward.
Let's go again.
5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4. We are past the halfway. We're at 30, 36 right now, folks.
Really? Fuck.
Yeah.
I was hoping we were getting closer to...
Done? No.
Yeah, no.
All right. So, this part of the... Oh, shoot.
What's that? You didn't do it?
I didn't upload the best of...
Oh, really?
Oh,
can you do that still or no?
Let me see.
Get your glass ready.
Not with all this going on.
Helga says that she's going to die. All right. So, okay. The best of montage is coming up. I'm just going to talk a bunch while you're trying to fucking sort that out. So, because I actually have the email in front of me. Vaguely prepared. So list your favorite. So favorite moment of the season. Three, fuck off. Hold on.
One. You know, they make medication for what's wrong with you.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, folks, you thought running a timer, drinking, doing a show, and then trying to move files to where they belong.
Would have worked. So he said, bring on RFK Jr. and his brain worm. Bring on Aaron Rodgers. Is he the guy that shot everybody and played for the Patriots, or is that a different Aaron? What? Yeah, no, he was like a football player, and then he grew up like in a working class, but all of a sudden got signed up. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was like, I don't know. He was like running with a bunch of gangsters and murdered somebody. He was a New England Patriot. This is Yank talk, and Lord knows I hate fucking football. Aaron Hernandez. Okay. Different Aaron. Whatever. All those Aarons look the same to me.
Not that we're profiling.
Rodgers, Hernandez, Aaron. Anyways, so where are we going with this?
I don't know. I've got the best of queued up now. So
all right. Thanks. More I talk, the more trouble I'm gonna get in.
You know, they make medication for what's wrong with you.
Okay, so the best of lasts 6 minutes. So, Christian, you have to have at least 6 more drinks during the best of.
You got to be kidding. Oh, 6 more shots. Okay, that's fine.
6 more shots, yeah. All right, so you guys ready? Because I'm running to go to the bathroom while this is playing.
Cool, I'm going to set my timer.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to It's Not Easy Being Green.
Well, put your tinfoil hats on, folks. Here we go.
Harry Kane gets handled, part 3.
That's with the three-way in the back of the van, right?
So for those of you that live in the Chicago area, again, where we gotta start where fucking.
Change of plans. Come to my apartment. I'll order Ethiopian food.
Like most women say to Christian, let me know when you got it up.
Oh, might be here a while, babe. Yeah, that's right. I feel like we're Harry Hardon from Pump Up the Volume here. Oh, yeah.
Am I boring you already, Christian? Heard the big yawn.
Yeah.
Then you ignorant slut.
That's a lot of you to fit into a Winnipeg bus depot booth.
Hey, the more the merrier, you know?
Yeah. It's cold. You're going to have to use each other for body heat.
I plan on it. Turn it into a fuck shack.
That might even be a part of the Winnipeg bus slogan.
Yeah. Travel with Winnipeg bus lines. Turn it into a fuck shack.
He is the king. He often doesn't go for the glory rolls. He goes for the glory holes.
Fuck you, positive Christian. We're back, baby.
I have a VPN for a plethora of purposes. But
a bit of a weird flex. And we can meet in back alleys. Christian is willing to do things that we will not talk about on the show.
I will blow your mind.
Or something.
Whatever hole you need filling, like a paving company.
My personal favorite, lactating by the sea.
The ever traditional lactating by the sea.
Sooner from the street corner, turning tricks and giving you picks.
Am I doing weird things?
Well, I don't know. Are you wearing pants?
Okay. What qualifies as weird things?
Wait.
He's from a place where teeth don't exist.
Where your postal code is E-I-E-I-O.
I-O. First thing when I type in my Google search, that shows up and I write Lee Buchanan.
No.
Lee Buchanan footballer mother, and then just Lee Buchanan mother. Mole Burner.
My name is Mole. It's French.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm disgusted with this team.
No, this is not going to work for me. I need to see a 3-5-2.
Those shots are not regulation. Hike him up.
Yeah. Who is this? It's Monsieur Gross. Maybe you need some time on the field.
Now, unfortunately, I'm going to be on the street, so, you know.
Well, basically, so they're propositioning you. Just take the money. Just go.
Yeah, for it. Right.
So, sucking, we'll get the stats and other things.
I'm also starting one of those NPC accounts on TikTok. Dirt the Pirate is the name.
Well, truth be told, no, we don't want to use Frank Bauman's ass as a kissing booth.
You're outdoing me at my own job. I mean, that's
well, when you see things starting to fall off and get kind of lax, you got to take the sword off.
No amount of jacking off will solve this game. We already got fucked pretty hard.
I'll tell you what, I'll just shut up then. That's obviously what you want me to do, and you just take it from here.
God, finally.
So
that was not the real Jerry Glitter.
We probably stopped in to hear what we were talking about. But, oh, no, this sounds a little too
overrated. For the record, this show is not pedophile friendly. We do not like fucking kitty diddlers. You can fuck off.
Double sixing with, that almost sounds kind of sexual. Mm, double sixing That's going to be a meme.
For my birthday, baby, I want a double six.
I was going to say, talking into the void, that's another great title for your OnlyFans.
Remember to wrench your back as you pull up. Don't bend your knees. Just fucking fling it up.
I was going to say sooner in a skin flute, but I like financial advice better.
I'm happy to help you out with your foot fungus or leaky deck.
Drink.
I'm not joking, it's probably an OD.
Who finished the game with 7 tackles. Both. You just stepped into your walk-in freezer there.
That's streetcar driving by.
He's trying to figure out if like what Christian's got going on over there.
I don't know. I think he's packing and stacking dead body parts or something. Affecting the decision to not sack Ole. Part of me, are you taping up a prisoner there or keeping her gag?
I was wondering if you could fucking hear that or not.
Jesus, your bad hearing.
Exceptional. Oh, you're going to get into a fight there, Christian? Throw down.
Nah, that's just neighbors out there.
From 2010 to 2020. Thanks for that, Christian. You can find that linktree.com/verterna. LINK. Sounds like Christian's in his iron lung again today.
I can't fucking win, can I?
So there it is. There's the best of the year. Honestly, the end there where you're like, you can hear you breathing. That's just so good.
Oh, God.
All right. So everybody should have caught up on about 6 drinks during the best of. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 44. We're at 42. Oh, Sooner at 14. Good for you, Sooner. Math is not your strong point.
demand.
All right, let's go into list your. Let's just go into list your favorites here. Let's get the timer back up and running.
Let's go again.
All right, so your favorite moment of the season, Christian, go ahead.
Fuck, hold on, let me pull that up. I'm absolutely hammered. Favorite moment of the season, beating Scheisse Bayern.
That's mine, too.
Come on.
Well done.
Fucking years. Yeah. Like I said.
That's pretty sweet.
This is something that there are quite a few, if you're just.
Your phone again. God, this is probably going to happen more often because
I'm hammered.
Yes,
exactly.
Excuse me. this is, you know, for new supporters, and by new, I mean like the last decade, which is still like that's an impressive amount of time for a lot of people, but we've not beaten them since for
2008.
There you go. So it's absolutely incredible. To witness.
1 year less than Frank Schmidt's been a manager.
Five, yeah. Four, three,
deep pull.
One. I don't explain myself to idiots. I'm not the dumb fuck whisperer.
Fair. I speak their language because I'm one of them.
Harsh but fair.
Let's go again.
All right. Your favorite game that you watched this year?
I said Bochum. End of the season, regardless of results. And I wrote this on Wednesday.
And it was a good game.
It was an amazing game. Because I was going through it. And I was like, fuck, I actually, who knew? You know, maybe I'm psychic. I'm not. Because I would have.
Mine was Werder beating Mainz early in the season 4-0. That was where Dukes was injured. And then we discovered how amazing Njinma could be for us along with Voldemort. Yeah,
absolutely.
For those that had eyes to see.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Who was your favorite player of the year?
Favorite player of the year or favorite team to hate in the league? Oh, no. Favorite player of the year. I said Linen.
Linen. Yeah.
I still can't get this goddamn.
Lulu.
Yeah. Absolutely four, brilliant. Like three, I said.
2-1. I don't explain myself to idiots. I'm not the dumb fuck whisperer.
In my old age and watching this game as long as I have, I've come to grow an appreciation for positions that I never played and spent very little time watching. I'm watching them increasingly now. And that guy has been such a brilliant addition to this team.
Total godsend.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. And I hope we can find somebody to back him up for whatever reason, you know, and it sounds as if we're trying to make that attempt. God, I wish I could smoke in my house. I mean, technically I can. I'm just making the decision not to.
Get your glass ready.
All right. Favorite team to hate in the league?
Oh, come on. What kind of fucking question is that? Who do you have?
In the league.
Yeah. There's only other one fucking team. And I never understand. I will say this. I don't understand everybody's hate for Augsburg. I don't get it. They don't exist to me. They're not on the fucking map. They never have been. It's just some other team in South, like fucking Bavaria.
Five,
there's only one
four,
team in Bavaria that
three,
deserves all the hate in my
two,
goddamn heart.
One.
Scheisse Bayern.
I don't explain myself to idiots. I'm not the dumb fuck whisperer.
Oh, God.
So, and I took this a little bit differently in that, like,
let's go
your favorite
again.
Team to hate isn't like I enjoy hating on them, and that would be actually Heidenheim this year.
Okay,
for a multiple of reasons. Number one, first year in the league, they showed you that you can't just you could do more than just survive. Like, secondly, they took two of our great players and showed us what you could do with them if you put them in a system that lets them excel. Right, I hated them this year for that. I really did. They showed us exactly what a bunch of idiots we've been.
Oh, actually, if anything, I like that. I appreciate that. Show me my weaknesses.
Get your glass ready.
Put this shit on blast. Okay. I like that.
All right. Favorite news story of the year before we bring Sooner in here.
Yeah, I said the missing article, and then in brackets, more like non-news. Yeah, it's that fucking news that just slides on by and nobody pays attention to. Nobody noticed, except for a few of us.
It's a system, man.
Tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
Fine.
Call Joe Rogan.
We need alternate media.
Alex Jones.
Two,
he's on top of this
one,
right now.
I don't explain myself to idiots. I'm not the dumb fuck whisperer.
Oh, my God. I had so much carbonation in me.
The frogs are turning gay, and there's trouble at Werder Bremen.
Dude, that's actually a fucking dead-on impression.
Let's go again.
I'm foaming at the mouth.
Well, see, there were a couple of I did a couple impressions this year of Jordan Peterson. They didn't make the best of, but that was those ones were pretty good.
Absolutely.
Too.
I'm still going with
when
Allison.
I would when I do my
almost like a Kermit the Frog. Like a slower yeah, Kermit the Frog.
The problem is, Christian, you don't understand how complex these systems are, and a guy like Christian Gross can really bring everything together.
Get your glass ready.
Needs right, more my, benzos.
My favorite news story of the year was when Keita came back from the Africa Cup and then was immediately sick and couldn't play for Werder, and the number of memes and other content regarding Keita's toilet time was amazing.
Toilet talk. Check out Toilet Talk Tuesdays.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't explain myself to idiots. I'm not the dumb fuck whisperer.
Oh, man. All I'm hearing is just noise at this point. I don't even know if I'm drinking on time. I think I am, but
just keep if you just kind of keep sipping away, you'll be about right at this point.
Four, I think we're finishing off 5. Mark that so down. We got some left. Dios mio.
Let's go again.
All right.
Okay. Oh, now I got to stop him. I got to bring Sooner in, who needs boy. His music.
I don't know if he's
Sooner. Are you ready for this? This is gonna be like car crash ready. Here we go.
It's a very very good friend.
Sooner maggot Sooner.
It's a reek system.
Maggot Sooner.
Nobody can do it like Sooner.
Nobody builds walls better than
Sooner.
Nobody's better to people with disabilities than
Sooner.
We'll totally accept the results if I win.
All right, so I think that intro is about 35 seconds, so everybody take a drink.
Oh, fuck, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I'm serious. Oh,
please don't tell me my mic is fucked.
No, don't king good. Ian. You're dealing with impressionable minds right now.
God damn it.
Let's go again.
Sooner. Okay, so we're going to move into the listener awards. We wanted to bring Sooner in on this one. So honestly, folks, we wouldn't do this show. Absolutely wouldn't do the show. We certainly wouldn't do this if it wasn't for the listeners that we have. You guys are absolutely phenomenal. I love the fact that you guys get involved in the Discord, in the live chat when we go live. Honestly, it's the best thing about this is I'm drunk enough. We're going to start going there. I love you, man. But I genuinely, I love the support. I love the community. I was telling my wife the other day, like genuinely, most of my friends, they've got pseudonyms. I don't know what their name is.
Like we were sending old boy now.
Yeah. Like in Christmas time, I was going to send a card to Sooner. And then my wife, Stephanie, she's like,
what's his real name?
Yeah, what's his name?
I go with Andrew.
I don't explain myself to idiots.
I'm joking.
I'm not the dumb fuck whisperer.
And I told her, I said, well, his name's Sooner. And I think that's actually how we addressed the card was Sooner.
I don't use my real name because my real name is Adolf. And I just.
Did you see? I'll send you a meme I saw earlier about a guy called Johnny Hitler. It's the stupidest shit in the entire world. It's
Johnny fucking Hitler. Amazing.
Johnny Hitler with 2 T's.
Get your glass ready.
All right. So we're going to do the listener awards. So I said all of that to say we absolutely love you. And so for those of you that reach out and connect with us on the various platforms we have, these awards are for you. And the way this is going to work is we will all say who our pick is. And if there's at least a 2-to-1 vote on the winner, you win the award. If we're all different, then the award
5,
just goes begging.
4, 3,
come on.
2, 1. I will call you Happy Meal. You always come with a little toy in you.
See, and on this one particularly, it was kind of sad because the cadence is wrong. The line is,
let's go again.
I will call you Happy Meal because you always come with a little toy inside you.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
All right. So the first award. So again, it has to be two or more agreeing. The first award is the Funny One Award. So the person that made us laugh the most, our listener awards. Sooner, why don't you go first? Who made you laugh the most this year?
Sure. So when I thought about who was the funniest in our group, I immediately thought of Sooner Verder. And
you're such a douche.
And but then I decided, you know what, I'll just go ahead and say let's go with Juan. He's always good for a good laugh.
Fair.
Christian?
He's a runner-up for me. I said, oh, God damn it, Cacophony or whatever fucking name he's picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went with Condre 3K.
Condre was on my short list too.
Yeah. Sure. No, he was also on my short list. That's correct. Five, I mean, three of those dudes.
Three, two,
God damn it. You're fucking kidding me.
I will call you Happy Meal. You always come with a little toy in you.
Fuck.
And you know what? All three of those guys.
Let's go again.
Great sense of humor. Probably ugly. but honestly, yeah, any three of those guys will make you laugh. So sorry, no award this year because we split it. I didn't think
it's
that would happen.
Sooner, I guess.
I guess, yeah. All right, top content award. So provides the best content. Christian, who'd you have?
I said
your mic cut out literally as you were.
Oh, my cocksucker.
Get your glass ready.
Motherfucking. Jesus Christ. This has really gone off the fucking rails. I said Juan. Juan's got it because he's been doing those fucking Nintendo.
Memes?
Yeah. I think that's pretty much what won him is like any Wario with giant boners pretty much
five,
fucking did it.
Four,
come on. Like. Name somebody
two,
better.
One.
Except for Sooner.
I will call you Happy Meal. You always come with a little toy in you.
Sooner, and I know Sooner contacted Juan to give him the inspiration, but I'll give
Rob
credit
Dylan.
To Juan on that one.
Grub Dylan.
Sooner, who'd you have?
Rob Dylan.
So when I thought about who does the best content in our group, I said probably Sooner Verder. But
Dave, you do this every single time. I'm kicking you off the podcast.
100% do it.
But I decided, you know what? Maybe it's going to spread the wealth. And I'm going to go ahead and say our good boy, Brian, man. He is great. I mean, Juan also, I think, deserves a lot of props. But I'm going to say Brian.
Top shot.
God. And again, this is a three-way split. I said damn. Michael.
Ooh, oh, nice. Very
because
nice.
Because he's always on top of the transfer articles. Like, I didn't even think
about the content aspect. I was just thinking like fucking like memes and shit like that. Well, I mean, him and LeChef are going to get a shout out at some point because both of them boys are bringing
five,
some shit through.
Four.
Yeah.
Three.
God damn.
Two.
Oh,
yeah. One. I will call you Happy Meal. You always come with a little toy in you.
Okay. All right, so who had – this is – nobody's got an award yet this year.
No.
And there's only been two so far.
Yeah, this is a terrible way to go about this.
Yeah. Well,
let's
whatever.
Go again.
Best avatar name. So, you know, has or had the best Twitter or Discord avatar name. Christian, who is your winner?
Oh, man. I said, I don't know. They changed that shit too fast for me. I don't know. Like, everybody changed – like, fucking – everybody's got a goddamn new name every 30 seconds.
Which one was your favorite?
I don't know. I literally have no fucking clue. I got the attention span of like a gerbil.
Get out of here with that.
All right, Sooner. How about you?
So when I thought about who in our group has the best avatar name, I said Sooner Vader is probably.
Okay, honestly, you got one more. You do this one more time, I'm kicking you off the fucking show, fucker.
This motherfucker.
Okay. I went with Big Booty Bowser because that was one of the ones
four,
I can remember.
Oh, Big Booty Bowser is pretty
two,
good.
One.
Big Booty Bowser.
I will call you Happy
Fuck.
Meal. You always come with a little toy
this.
In you.
Thank
See,
God.
And again, we're going to have a split. You're not going to believe this because the best one for me.
Let's go again.
Was when Sooner was talking about sucking on tailpipes and Juan went out and changed his name and picture just to be like, yeah, he sucked me.
right? Like, and changed his name to Tailpipes. That, to me, was so class.
I forgot class. About that. See, this is the thing. I needed like them all compiled somewhere. I went through our Discord to try to see.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. There's so much shit. Like, that shit changes so fucking fast. I don't even know what day of the week it is. Let alone, like...
All right, listener. This one we're all going to agree on, I'm sure. At least close, okay? Listener of the Year Award for What the Hell Award. Basically, made you say, what the hell was that the most? Who wins this one sooner? Go ahead. And if okay. you don't well, you dare say sooner, you son of a bitch.
Well, speaking of Alex Jones, like, all right, well,
five,
the media is suppressing me, in my three, opinions.
Two, one. I'm sure whatever you have to say can wait until you're smarter.
I went with Juan for sharing that weird what is what I wrote down. Juan sharing that weird ass thing with some giant wolf deep throating an entire human body with lip smacking tongue smacking audio.
That. <That's fair. laughs> Oh yes.
That's fucking amazing.
Christian, who'd you pick?
I wrote, once again, any of those weirdos that pop up in the live show chat. So, like, literally any, I don't know, man. We get some fucking people that think this shit's about, like, green earth shit. I don't know. Whatever. I'm going with Juan for the deep-throning wolf or whatever it is.
Okay, well, then we're going to have our first award because my What Woo! The Hell Award, my What the Hell Award went to Dr. Tim. Honestly.
Ooh, nice.
That's guy. A good one. That's freaking hardcore. Everything he does, I literally, it's just like, ooh.
The man loves a colonoscopy.
That's right. So the winner of the What the Hell Award this year goes to Juan for his Wolverine deep-throating, I don't know what the hell that was. It was gross. All right. Listener Award for the most level-headed. I'll go first with this one. I picked Sooner, would you believe it?
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Sooner you can't pick yourself because I'll kick you off. So who'd you pick?
I just want to say it's an honor to be nominated. First of all,
holy crap, you're so long-winded.
I went ahead and said it was for me. It was between a couple guys. I'm going to go ahead and say Spivey.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair. I'll go with Spivey as well. I think I had left.
You didn't even
open.
Pick anybody.
Didn't even You're pick letting... any. Wow, you read through it. Wow, you said you weren't going to. I didn't pick anything, but I'll go with Spivey because I was like, I don't fucking know, man. I'm not paying attention to shit. I'm gonna start screen capping stuff. Like a
our most
narc.
Level-headed listener award goes to Spivey, not there because he actually won the award, but because Christian can't be bothered to actually.
Yeah, pretty much because I'm not a narc.
Five, four, three, two.
Congrats, Spivey.
One. I'm sure whatever you have to say can wait until you're smarter.
Okay, we're getting close here, boys. We're getting real close.
Yeah.
All right. The Johnny Raincloud Award. Sooner, who'd you have?
I have to go with our lovable pessimist. I have to go with Dustin.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. That's
Christian.
Fair. I actually wrote LeChef / and I don't know if it's Michael or Michelle, because they bring insider scoops, so maybe it's me and my interpretation.
their insider scoop just make you really depressed and
basically. I mean, and it's not to say that I don't appreciate it because I fucking 100% do. Like it's please continue to bring that shit. That shit is so good, so important. And we here in North America need to have that dirt. Like give us that fucking dirt as to how you. How you deal with that, that's your own fucking thing.
Helga asked, how do you appropriately say Michael's name? I would, Michael or Mikhail? Yeah, Michel, I'm not sure.
Mikhail.
Mikhail. Mikhail.
It doesn't matter because I gave my Johnny Raincloud Award to Dustin as well. Yeah, so Dustin will be the winner of the Johnny 110%. Raincloud Award. Well done, buddy. Keep bringing the heat.
We need it.
All right. So the listener award for the Green Lenses Award. So always positive about the team.
Five, four,
in just a moment.
Two, one. I'm sure whatever you have to say can wait until you're smarter.
My biggest fear with this one is that it's taken as an insult. Again. I don't want it to be taken as an insult.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You know what I mean?
The Green Lenses Award is that they're positive about the team. They're generally on the upswing.
And we want people to be positive. We need that balance because Lord knows
we are
not balanced in any capacity at any point in time.
All right. Christian, who'd you have?
I actually answered this. I said Salty. So shout outs to Salty. And not in a bad way. I think it's great because I think you bring an earnestness to the table that is greatly appreciated. And it brings up good discussion. So thank you very much.
Sooner.
So I want to make sure this person gets an award. So I'm going to give a shout out to Mark D.
He's on my short list.
He's on my short list, but I'm going to go ahead and say Salty, too, because I want to make sure Salty gets an award. So yeah. Salty
is also there. Oh, come on. See, because I had Salty. Five, so Salty was four, getting the award no matter three, what. Mark, D, two, or Zach, one. I guess I got.
I'm sure whatever you have to say can wait until you're smarter.
Keep pushing, guys. Just about there.
How many minutes?
So bad. Anyway, yeah. So Salty, and sorry that your name is going to follow. I've got a pee so bad, but that's just the way it is. Salty, you win the Green Lenses Listener Award. You're always positive about the club. Mark D with a very close second, I guess. All right, Listener Award for the Drive-By Award. So they show up pretty infrequently, but always bring quality. Christian, who'd you have?
Anyone with those weirdo names in the chat. Once again, so many. I have no clue who anybody is. I honestly feel like somebody's discombobulated grandfather where I don't know what fucking year it is, what country I'm in, literally what we're talking about at any given time. So
Helga asked, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The drive-by award is like they infrequently participate, but whenever they do,
it's quality.
It's quality.
Yeah. I don't know who anybody is, man. I literally have no clue who anybody is. I didn't that Helga was Juan until probably 20 minutes into the
show.
Let's go again. And then I blacked out.
Yeah, you're dead weight then.
Sooner, yeah, Lohina works. Yeah, let's call Lohina.
I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to Shig Brown, who I think always brings
deep
it. But my number one for the drive-by award, because I hardly ever see this person comment on Discord at all, except for when we score a goal in the game threads, and sometimes they make some comments that make me laugh, is Nerdwitch.
Ooh, nice. Oh, another good one.
They never, they only comment like when we score a goal in the game threads. Amazing.
Nice. Very nice.
Well, and I'm going deep here as well. So my shout out is to Geppy and Scandinavian Christian.
Man, we haven't heard from Scandinavian Christian in time. Like, I'll see him on Twitter,
Once or twice a year, I'll get a letter from him, and it's just money every time. But
And I'm glad they're still paying attention. Like, bless them both, big time.
I'm sure whatever you have to say can wait until you're smarter.
Okay, Geppy, I know. He knows anytime he comes to Toronto, he's always welcome. That's a good man right there. Scandinavian Christian, never met the cat, but honestly, like, insight is fire.
Yeah, but my guy for this particular award would be KP21, and the 21 is Roman numeral. Sure. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, and he's a little bit more frequent than some of the other folks, but honestly, he comes on and he's not always, you know, in line with maybe some of the groupthink or whatever, and I love it. Yeah. I just,
I appreciate that shit, though, right? Like, challenge my ass. Ready. Give me something that's going to make me think. Because I'm dumb as fuck, so let me have it.
All right, our last award is the Listener Who Could Do a Better Job Than Us Award. Christian, who do you think could do a better job than
anyone.
Us?
Literally anyone. Literally anyone. Somebody who's never watched this team could have nothing but fucking hot takes. And they're all better than whatever we provide.
I'm sure whatever you have to say can wait until you're smarter.
So you're ready to enjoy a show hosted by Stormcrow. Good to know.
I actually gave him an award of sorts on here, but apparently not.
Let's go again.
I think it's probably one of those kids from, I think it's one of those kids from fucking Reddit. Yeah, yeah, Helga says fuck that guy for real.
Sooner, who'd you have for?
I know Condre's on the same level.
I gotta kick you off at this point in time. You're gonna get. Then,
who I went with on this one is, you know, we love him. He's fantastic. Is LeChef. I'm gonna go with LeChef.
Oh my god, I would actually love to. Nice, you know, Paul. What? Let's see if that boy is up to it. Let's see if he wants to do a fucking him and actually Mikael.
Miguel, you know?
Miguelito. See, we have both them boys on here. Orale.
Do we have to smoke a cigarette after we say the word Miguel? Miguel.
Miguel. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm sure whatever you have to say can wait until you're smarter.
Oh, man.
All right, friends. We have just passed 60 minutes. Power hour is officially concluded. I still
let's have do another one. Run it, let's run it back.
Oh, I'm still going to keep drinking. I got stuff. I got a little bit left here, so we're going to keep going. My pick for who could do a job better than us is going to be Brian Ramirez.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brian was also on one of mine, too.
Dude's got talent. You can obviously see that. I mean,
he's talent and passion, which goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a fan for what, like a year, and he's getting, you know, 1,000 views on his videos and YouTube.
That's insane.
I mean,
good for him, eh?
Good for him. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this is the part where we turn it over to the kick tip contest winners. Sooner, I'm not sure if you're sober enough to get through this. I don't really care.
I'm going pee, putting y'all motherfuckers.
Please do.
Please, all right, don't. Please don't.
Yeah.
Don't worry, the camera's still on. Camera's still definitely on.
Leave it on. Yeah, leave it unmuted, Christian. Please, this is the uncensored version. Right. Yeah. So Sooner, go ahead. The kick tip contest winner.
All right. Here is the contest winner. I sent everything over to my guy Rudy, and he tabulated all the numbers for me. So we're gonna start at the bottom. Shout out really quick to I'm not sure who Mr. Shikadance is. You know,
I love that he joined late, hey?
Right, yes. They got 2 points. So we got 2 points for Mr. Shikadance and Arun and Brian L. Then we have 4 for Muhammad. Juan is in 21st place with 5. Big Ben has 6. Michel has 7. He didn't do the kick tip, by the way. He just sent me in like his predictions for who was going to have the most goals and what the point total was going to be, etc. He got 7 points for that.
He only got 5 points because Sooner does this little math thing at the end. He didn't explain that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but it keeps it interesting. So
we got you should explain that so that people understand why you screwed them over at the end.
Explain it, but I'm worried that some people might not understand.
it's too complex.
Yeah, it's too complex. Jay has in 18th place has 9 points, and now we come to the Winnipeg Bus Depot with 12 points.
Oh,
a person who got -6. From the from their predictions before they hit the Rook Runda started, which was the biggest loss of anyone in the entire contest, is
me.
So I'm going to Winnipeg.
You?
I have 12 points. Yes.
Yeah.
I have 12 points. Yes. I was too Njinma heavy. That's what it came down. I said Njinma's going to lead us in goals and assists. He's going to be great. And he just didn't play very much because
beautiful. He
was injured / had mono /
what I really appreciate about this is that you actually sandbagged your own efforts in order to make the contest legitimate for next year.
Right, exactly.
I want to recount. I don't trust any of this shit.
So
not one fucking bit.
Then in 16th place is Dr. Tim with 14. 15th place is Lohana with 15. Ben, our fearless leader, is in 14th place with 16 points. He got close to Winnipeg, but did not end up falling down that far. Geppi and Condre are in 12th place with 17. Christian just
I didn't even beat Geppi? No. Come on.
You 1 point behind him. I can't remember what it came down to. It's like you, the difference between you and Geppi is the difference between Braven and Heidenheim. I can't remember what made the difference. Christian finished just outside the top 10 in with 18 points.
Christian's got that heavy breathing going on again. That's good.
Dirt 13 and Ian both had 19. And now we have a three-way tie for sixth place. Cacophony, 42. Le Chef and Mark D all had 20. El Comandante, Dustin, and Struid had a three-way tie for third with 21.
Wow.
Spivey has 27 in second place. And guys, in first place, Boring Anna. No, I'm sorry. That's a joke.
One can dream.
They finished at the bottom. I did not include them. They finished all the way at the bottom. I was trying to see if anyone would notice that. They finished all the way at the bottom in 26th place. The winner of the contest is Matt Miller. Woo, 31.
Let's go. There's another deep cut. We should have given a shout out to Miller. That boy too. He's been around for a minute.
Yeah,
he's an English boy. Yeah,
is he?
And he did really well. He picked Dukes as our goals leader, and Visor as our distance run leader. He got all the points on that. He was 6 points clear on the Kicktip app, picking the games individually, and had pretty good predictions for the Rookrunda. So Matt Miller is your contest winner with a total of, what was it, 31? Yes, 31 points. So congratulations.
Well done, Matt. And I think, Matt sent me an email not too long ago talking about, I'm going to sound stupid if I try to remember. But anyway, he sent an email not too long ago. well done, Matt. I think he identified himself as one of the more positive people that
support. Sure. Yeah. You see that.
Why not? Right. Okay, folks. Well, that is the Kicktip contest winners. Those are the listener awards, the best of the best players awards, and all that. We did have a few a bet on it or against it, but quite frankly, it's an hour and a half. I've got to pee. I promised Chris it wouldn't be more than an hour and a half. Here. And so
I got a quick question though. Who would you want to be in our power hour for next year? Like which player? Which player from the Verde roster comes to the power hour next year?
Ooh. Man. Honestly, from the roster. How about the roster this year for next year?
Yeah.
Christian Gross. Let's do it. All the shit talking we do, I bet that dude is fucking awesome. I bet he's a great human being. I don't even give a shit about what his like capabilities are as a footballer or as a football scout. I bet that man can.
Christian, your phone went off again.
No, that's an A-level thing.
God damn.
A level, I second it. I seriously like I'm squirming in my chair right now. I gotta take care of this. Love you all.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, honestly, for all your support here. Thank you for listening. I wouldn't do it with myself.
Cannot believe that people continue to listen. Thank you for listening. Yeah, and, seriously.
Yeah, definitely. We'll try and do some stuff during the summer, but we'll see how it goes, and we'll leave it at that. Christian, I'll let you and both you and Sooner sign off for the year.
Yeah. Well, besos to everybody. I'm fucking hammered. I'll see you in. I don't even know how many months it's gonna be, like but I'm sure there's gonna be plenty of chat in the meantime. Anyway, bye.
You didn't get relegated. Let's go drain.
It's gonna become long-winded if I'm not fucking careful.
Let's go drain the lizards. Go drain the lizards, everyone.
You're here. All right. Thank you, everybody, so much. We really appreciate you and love you. Join us next season and throughout the summer. It's Not Easy Being Green. Wouldn't exist without you. Love you all. We'll talk to you again next year. Bye-bye. Hey!
Why you not? Why?